Buckle up, we're going deep into warp abuse. This lesson will teach you how to turn breaks and drum hits into harsh, rhythmic glitch fills and micro breakdowns that sit naturally in rolling drum and bass and jungle arrangements. It's Ableton-specific, practical, and focused on heavy, dark DNB. I'll talk you through the workflows, show you the essential warp tricks, and give finishing chains and pro tips so the fills are mix-ready and CPU-friendly. First, what you'll get by the end. A bank of 6 to 8 short glitch fills, each 0.25 to 2 bars long, built from an Amen-style break or similar source. Each fill will highlight a different warp technique, micro-stretch stutter, pitched smear, loop slicing, reverse snap, and more, and I'll show you a stock Ableton device chain to color them into heavy, dark DNB. We'll also sketch a simple 8-bar arrangement, where those fills slot into the flow. Before we start, get your materials ready. Load one full Amen-style break into an audio track. Set your live tempo to 174 to 176 BPM. Also have a few one-shot snares and kicks handy for layering. Preparation, 5 to 10 minutes. Step 1. Drag the break into arrangement or session view and set the clip to warp to the nearest marker so the break sits on the grid. Step 2. Immediately duplicate the track with CMD or Ctrl-D and label that duplicate glitch bank, working. If your CPU starts screening later, freeze and flatten duplicates to save cycles. Step 3. Pick a clean 2-bar phrase from the break with useful hits. Select it and consolidate it with CMD or Ctrl-J. Consolidating prints a single audio file, so your warping won't mess with the original. Technique 1. Micro-stretch stutter, 5 to 8 minutes. The goal here is to repeat a snare transient rhythmically while introducing time smear artifacts. Double-click the consolidated clip to open clip view. Set warp mode to beats, and set preserve to a small value like 1/16 or 1/32. Enable loop so you can loop tiny regions. Zoom into a snare transient and place two warp markers, one at the hit start and another roughly 20 to 40 milliseconds after. Drag the second marker slightly to the right to increase the duration between markers. Because you're using beats with a small preserve value, Ableton will repeat transient components and create rhythmic smear. Try stretching to 2 or 3 times the original length for heavier smear. Then set the clip's loop length to something tiny, 1/64 to 1/16, and toggle loop on and off to audition the looped stutter. You can automate loop start in arrangement or make micro clips with different loop start positions to step through different transients. Quick teacher tip, for precise micro stutters, work at 1/128 or 1/256 grid, or switch off snap and nudge with shift plus arrow for sample exact placement. Technique 2, 2-marker squeeze, about 5 minutes. This creates rapid pitch shift artifacts and dramatic smeared bursts. Use your consolidated clip and switch warp mode to repitch for raw pitch shifts, or Complex Pro for smoother spectral smear. Place two warp markers around a short phrase, like a quarter bar. Drag the second marker left to compress the time between them. Compress by 50% or more for obvious effect. In repitch mode, the audio will pitch up. In Complex Pro, it will smear and create spectral weirdness. For extra drama, automate the clip transpose envelope to sweep down a couple of semitones during the compressed section, so you get a Doppler-like glitch. Technique 3. Microloop step automation, 8 to 10 minutes. Split the consolidated clip into a series of micro clips at transient boundaries, using CMD or Ctrl-E, or use Smart Split. For each micro clip, enable loop and set loop length very short, then shift loop start so each micro clip loops a different tiny region. Sequence those micro clips across a bar. 16 micro clips across one bar is a good place to start, and add tiny crossfades, 1 to 5 milliseconds, at the clip edges to avoid clicks. To add motion, automate clip gain, transpose, or even set different warp modes on different micro clips. Consolidate and duplicate to create quick variations. Technique 4. Warp reverse snare snap, 5 minutes. Duplicate a snare transient into its own clip and reverse it. Flow-wise, use beats for a tight reverse transient or Complex Pro for a smoother reverse tail. Warp markers let you stretch that reverse tail. Dragging a marker out lengthens the riser. Automate a short volume fade-in on the reverse tail so it snaps into the forward hit. Layer a forward snare on top and nudge it slightly later to create that classic reversed hit snap. Technique 5. Slice to drum rack and batch warp variations, 10 to 12 minutes. Right-click your consolidated clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient or region slicing and target drum rack. Each slice is now a simpler inside the rack. Duplicate the rack to make several warp version racks. For finer control, drag a slice into its own sampler or pull that sample back into an audio track for full warp marker and sanity. Create a set of MIDI patterns that trigger quick notes. Use velocity and note length to change, which slices loop or retrigger, and resample your favorite patterns to a single audio track by routing input and recording. Resampling prints all device automation, so you get a clean audio clip to warp further. Pro advice: when you have a favorite warp tweak, consolidate it immediately. That prints the sound so you can destroy the duplicate without losing the version you liked. Finishing processing chain for dark, heavy DNB. I recommend these stock Ableton devices in this order. First, EQ8 with a high pass around 30 to 50 Hz to remove submod. Then drum bus with a little drive and a touch of boom, maybe transients plus 3 for snap. Next, add saturator in soft clip mode with 2 to 6 dB drive and a medium curve, then redux with downsample around 8 to 12 kHz and myriad bit reduction to get digital grit. Use corpus set to plate or membrane with a low tuned frequency and short decay for metallic tails. This audio version is shortened for playback.